The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. In the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for the lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When he was alone, those present, along with the 12, questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you. But to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, hear and listen but not understand, in order they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, Do you not understand the parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things entwines and chokes the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Gospel of the Lord. So the parable is so easy to understand many times. In the beginning, we like the word. There's so much anxiety, so much worldly things that get us away from the word of God. It's important to keep him in our hearts. That's why the time of King David, he said, "I live in a palace, so I have to build a big temple for the Lord." But the Lord disagreed. He wanted to stay in the heart, on a big house. That's why we have to let the word of God live in us. How? Morning when we stay in Mass, one or two words that touches you, keep it. That's the Mary. Anything happen, feeling it's a will of the Lord, she kept in her heart. And when time comes, it grows. If the whole day we are worried about so many other things, without the word of God, we can be fade away. So it is so true. Many of our people, they don't come to church not because they don't love God. There's so much worries to do, so much assignments to do. Thank the Lord that we still have the time to come early in the morning to Mass. It's a special grace. Don't think that you want. Even you want, you couldn't without the help of God. First of all, thank. Mass is a thanksgiving prayer. Thank the Lord that we are invited, we are chosen, and we are also invited to spread this news through our life, not only piety in the church, in the MTR, in the marketplace. Be gentle, try to listen to your friends. Many people like to be heard, and nobody listen to them. You be the one. Jesus never speak many things. He's always ready. When the times come, he speak the truth. The other time, he listen, forgiving. If the look, he give the mercy of the Lord to people. So we do the same.